It's Thursday, May 7th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. At least 43 states are beginning to reopen their economies, and new modeling is projecting that there could be 134,000 coronavirus-related deaths by August. The models coming from the University of Washington took into account rising testing, contact tracing, and rising temperatures, but said that the premature relaxation of social distancing would likely cause more cases of COVID-19 and more deaths. Alice Miranda Olstein, healthcare reporter at Politico, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Alice.
Sure, thank you.
Wanted to talk about models that we use to predict what's going to be happening with the coronavirus pandemic. They're all over the place for the most part, and a model is only as good as the factors that you're putting into it. And, some people have said this model is nothing, this model is more accurate. Like I said, it all depends into the key factors that you're putting in there. But right now, a key model for the coronavirus pandemic that is favored by the White House just nearly doubled its prediction earlier this week about how many people are going to die by the virus by August. One of the primary reasons for why the numbers have changed is because states are starting to reopen, and they say that states are reopening too soon. Alice, tell us a little bit about this model.
This model out of the University of Washington has been something the White House has referenced for months, and this is actually the fourth time that model has updated. Like you said, every time there are developments across the country, there's new information, states are making different decisions, you need to update the model to have an accurate prediction. But this is a huge difference. The model just a few weeks ago predicted about 72,000 people dying by August. Now it's nearly 135,000, which is much higher than the White House has been saying in recent days. And like you said, the primary reason they gave for this update is that states are moving rapidly to reopen, even though they're not seeing even a few days decline in the number of cases. So the White House laid out this criteria for when states should reopen, but states that have not met that criteria are moving forward anyway, sometimes with active encouragement from the Trump administration.
Yeah, and we're talking about the factors that you put into the modeling to get whatever the prediction is going to be. In this model specifically, now they're factoring in data from four different cell phone providers, and they're showing that Americans are starting to go out in public more. And there could be a range of things. Like you said, states are starting to relax some of those restrictions. People are getting frustrated and don't want to be home anymore. But it's showing that people are out and about a lot more now.
Even state leaders and some in the Trump administration are openly acknowledging that as states reopen, people are going to move around more. They're going to come in contact with more people, and the virus is going to spread. Now, the reason the White House and the CDC set out guidelines for states reopening is that they were saying if you bring down transmission to a reasonable level, a level that your public health department can monitor and suppress and trace, then it's safer to take these steps to relax restrictions. But states that have not done those things first are still moving forward.
Just by contrast, this is not this model here, but there's another model. This one is from the Wharton School in the University of Pennsylvania. They predicted if all states were to open right now, that we'd have 350,000 deaths before July. It all depends on the factors that you're putting into it. But this specific one that we're talking about out of the University of Washington, this is been a key one for the White House. It's been far more optimistic in its numbers. And one of the things that they also factor in too is the weather. They were factoring in warmer weather that's coming up. And that's why earlier on they were saying, that there would be less deaths as well.
I thought it was really interesting. The scientists at the University of Washington did a press call for reporters to explain their model update. And they were saying, look, we really don't know how the warmer weather is going to impact the virus and impact how quickly it spreads in the population. We are making an assumption that, like the flu, it will get better when the weather gets warmer, when we move out of the winter and early spring, but we don't know for sure. And they said that it will be several more weeks or even months until we have a really accurate sense of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's such an important point to make. These are all assumptions. They're all estimations. And that's why we hear new models and it's tough to really live by them. But the numbers are starting to pan out that way a little bit. This latest one says there would be 134,000 deaths. I mean, we're already at over 70,000 deaths in the United States. And the trajectory just seems to be going there. Some of what's going on is they're saying, some of the harder hit areas like Louisiana, New York City, they're starting to see drops in cases and deaths, but right now there's starting to be an increase in rural areas. So I'm sure the modeling will even change after that.
Another factor that makes it difficult is that deaths take the longest to see out of any of these. So you have a state reopen, it'll take a few weeks to even see cases start to surge. After that, you'll see hospitalizations, and long after that, you'll see deaths. So it's hard with the lag time on these different factors and our ability to monitor it.
How has the White House been responding as these new numbers come out? I know everybody was making the deal saying the President Trump is saying, oh, we're going to have more deaths and everything now. But how have they been responding as these models come out?
They've been a bit more blunt than they have before, that states' decisions to reopen will increase the rate of transmission and therefore will increase the number of deaths. But they argue that it is worth it because the alternative of remaining in a lockdown scenario has severe problems of its own, including potential economic problems and health problems. And so they say that, look, what we've done so far has brought it down to a more manageable level than if we did nothing, which is just arguably true, but obviously doesn't capture the entire picture. And they say, look, we've done so well, and now we've learned more about the virus so that if there are future surges and outbreaks, we know how to respond to them. People working in public health on the ground warn that we still don't have adequate testing to even know where these outbreaks might rise.
It's just a tough situation to be in, and every state is different across the country. I just hope that everybody is very cautious in reopening so that these models don't change and it doesn't translate to actual more deaths coming up. Alice Miranda Olstein, healthcare reporter at Politico, thank you very much for joining us.
Anytime.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.